everyone. Welcome to All Things Iceland. This is Jules, a native New Yorker that moved to Iceland in 2016. After falling in love with the country, I started the All Things Iceland podcast and social media channels in 2018 to share with travelers and others who are interested in Iceland about the country's fascinating history, culture, nature, language, and travel, sharing insights, travel recommendations, folklore, interviews, and so much more. Have helped thousands to become more familiar with Iceland and have epic adventure. This episode is part of my Folklore Friday series, where I'm sharing fascinating stories from Icelandic folklore on Fridays throughout 2024. This week's tale is all about a talented human midwife who ends up with a special ability after helping some elves. I do have to note, though, for this story, that there is some violence in terms of a violent act that is shared, and you may not deem that appropriate for young kids. So please just keep that in mind. If you do often listen to these stories with your children, maybe since it's a short one, you can listen to it first yourself and then deem it okay if you see fit for your child. One day, an Icelandic human midwife was approached by elves for help with a high-ranking elf that was in labor but was having complications. For those who are not aware about Icelandic elves, we can't see them unless they allow us to see them. And so basically these elves made themselves visible to this midwife in order to get her help. It's said, at least in Icelandic folklore, that Icelandic elves live in a parallel world to us. And in essence, they're all around us, but we just cannot see them. So portals into their world can be like in rocks or cliffs and things of this nature. But again, when we look at a rock or a cliff, that's what we see and not that it's a possibility for us to enter into this world where hidden folk are living normal lives like us. And so basically, it's a privilege if anyone gets to see and or encounter an elf. The midwife that was approached for the help was rushed off to help this high-ranking elf, and apparently she did a great job. She's really talented, at least she was back in the day. And because of her helping out this elf, the elves wanted to show their gratitude, so they bestowed a gift upon her. They rubbed some ointment, magical ointment, into one of her eyes. And that allowed for her, out of that eye, the ability to see the elf world, which means wherever she went, she could see elves. Along with that gift, though, was a warning to never reveal to anyone that she has this gift. Not surprisingly, she was giddy and excited about this new ability she was given. But as, you know, time passed, she got used to having it and did not tell anyone that she had this special sight until one fateful day when she made the mistake of, while she was in a shop, she saw an elf and she couldn't help herself. She just had to let this elf know that she could see them. And the elf that she was speaking with was a woman, and this female elf was shocked that a human could see her. After getting over her shock, the elf woman asked the midwife, "With which eye can you see me?" After the midwife answered the question, the elf woman proceeded to poke the midwife in the eye that had the special ointment in it until she was blind. Yeah, that's quite intense. Another version of the story, though, that I've heard is that the elf woman actually spits in the midwife's eye instead of poking it out, which resulted in her losing her special ability but not her full sight. Either way, it's, you know, intense and unfortunate that this Icelandic midwife human had decided to, you know, not really listen to the warning and spilled the beans, which, you know, in one version of the story means she lost eyesight. So I guess this is one of those things where, fair warning, if you encounter an elf and they give you some kind of gift or tell you not to tell anybody, probably better not to, because you never know how this will come back to you. For the random fact of the episode, according to the Icelandic elf school in Reykjavik, and yes, there is an elf school. I'll have a link to it if you want in the description of this episode on allthingsiceland.com. So feel free to check that out. But according to that elf school, there are 50 different types of elves. I've actually always thought about going to elf school. I might give it a try just to learn more, you know, get some better insight. And I've heard they're elf mediums and people have had many elf encounters, which I am fascinated by. For the Icelandic word of the episode, it's Alfheimar. I'll say it again. Alfheimar, which means elf world. For those who are interested in learning more about Icelandic folklore, I have links to books in the description of this episode on my website, allthingsiceland.com. So feel free to check those out if you want to, you know, read more stories, get different variations of things. I am only going to be telling 52 stories. There are a lot of them. So it might seem like 52 is a lot, just one for every week of 2024. But actually, there's way more than that. Also, as a reminder, I am doing the Ask Jules Anything episodes in which you can send in your questions. So I have a link to that in the description of this episode in which you can fill out a little survey. I mean, it's actually just one question, which is, you know, you sending in your question in your name. And then I'm creating episodes, Ask Jules Anything About Iceland episodes in which I answer those questions. So feel free to take part in that. And I enjoy getting those questions and answering them, of course. And if you can't find it in the description of this episode, on my homepage or any page, actually, for allthingsiceland.com, there's a top navigation. And in the About tab, if you click it, there's a drop down and it has Ask Jules Anything. And it will take you straight to survey. If you're enjoying the All Things Iceland podcast, and especially, you know, this Folklore Friday and the different little things I've been adding in, feel free to leave a review. A written review helps a lot to let people know what they can expect to learn about when they listen to the podcast and, of course, about Iceland, and also helps to give me great feedback. If you can only leave a rating, that's really helpful as well. As always, thank you so much for listening. Þakka þér kærlega fyrir að hlusta og sjáumst fljótlega.